بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين واللعن الدائم على أعدائهم أجمعين من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين. In the name of Allah, the All Beneficent, the All Merciful, all praise is due to Allah, the Lord of the Universe. May God shower His peace and blessings upon His Prophet Muhammad and His infallible progeny, alayhimu salam, and may God curse at their enemies up to the day of resurrection. According to the verses of the Holy Quran and the confirmed traditions of the Holy Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, we are confident that there had been a great number of hypocrites among his companions. Moreover, sorry to say, the same reality had persisted among the Muslim community since martyrdom of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Therefore, hypocrisy as a character, deviation, and dangers has a long history among the self-called Muslims, especially among the politicians, scholars, commanders, and economic evils. Almighty says, وَمِمَّنْ حَوْلَكُمْ مِنَ الْأَعْرَابِ مُنَافِقُونَ وَمِنْ أَحْلِ الْمَدِينَةِ مَرَدُوا عَلَى النِّفَاقِ لَا تَعْلَمُهُمْ نَحْنُ نَعْلَمُهُمْ سَنُؤَذِّبُهُمْ مَرَّتَيْنِ ثُمَّ يُرَدُّونَ إِلَىٰ عَذَابٍ عَظِيمٍ. There are hypocrites among the Bedouins around you and among the townspeople of Medina, steeped in hypocrisy. You do not know them. We know them, and we will punish them twice. Then they shall be consigned to a great punishment. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَبِالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَمَا هُمْ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهَ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَمَا يَخْدَعُونَ إِلَّا أَنفُسَهُمْ وَمَا يَشْعُرُونَ. And among the people are those who say, we have faith in Allah and the last day. But they have no faith. They seek to deceive Allah and those who have faith. Yet they deceive no one but themselves, but they are no aware. That's why indeed tests and trials have been absolutely necessary to distinguish the true believers from the hypocrites and to mark them accordingly. Hence, life is a long series of tests for every servant of God, testing the servants and separating the true believers from the liars and hypocrites has been a permanent tradition of Allah Azza wa Jal. That's why the trials have been establishing since the creation of Adam ala nabiyyina wa alihi wa alayhi salam. Almighty Allah says in the Holy Quran, أَحَسِبَ النَّاسُ أَن يُتْرَكُوا أَن يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ بَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ فَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ الْكَاذِبِينَ. Do men think that they will be left alone on saying we believe and not be tried? And certainly we tried those before them, so Allah will certainly mark those who are true, and He will certainly mark the liars. وقال محمد بن العباس رحمه الله حدثنا أحمد بن محمد بن السعيد عن أحمد بن الحسين عن أبيه عن حسين بن مخارق عن عبد الله بن الحسين عن أبيه عن جده عن الحسين بن علي عن أبيه عليهما السلام قال لما نزلت ألف لام ميم أحسب الناس أن يتركوا أن يقولوا آمنا وهم لا يفتنون قال قلت يا رسول الله ما هذه الفتنة قال يا علي إنك مبتلى بك وَإِنَّكَ مُخَاسِمٌ فَأَعِدَّ لِلْخُسُومَةِ. Through a chain of righteous narrator, the Blessed Ibn Mahyar has narrated from Mulana al-Imam Hussein alayhi salam that when these verses were revealed, Mulana Amirul Mu'minin Al-Imam Ali alayhi salam asked, O Prophet of Allah, what is that trial mentioned in these verses? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam replied, O Ali, it is you. Yes, the Almighty Allah would test the people through your imamah, your leadership, and you would dispute with those who have usurped your caliphate, your leadership. That's to say Abu Bakr, Umar, and Uthman, and did not accept your imamah, did not accept your leadership. So you should be ready to dispute with proof and argument. It is also stated in the same reference, وَقَالَ أَيْضًا حَدَّثَنَا مُحَمَّدُ بْنُ الْحُسَيْنِ الْخَثْأَمِي عَنْ إِسَى بْنِ مِحْرَانِ عَنْ الْحَسَنِ بْنِ الْحُسَيْنِ الْعَرَبِي عَنْ عَلِيِّ بْنِ أَحْمَدَ بْنِ حَاتِمِ عن حسن بن عبد الواحد عن حسن بن حسين بن يحيى عن علي بن أسباط عن السدي في قوله عز وجل ألف لام ميم أحسب الناس أن يتركوا أن يقولوا آمنا وهم لا يفتنون ولقد فتن الذين من قبلهم وليألمن الله الذين صدقوا قال علي وأصحابه وليعلمن الكاذبين A'da'uh. Also, Suddi has narrated that mark those who are true refers to Mawlana Amirul Mu'minin, Al-Imam Ali alayhi salam, and his companions, his followers, and he will certainly mark the liars, means his enemies who are untrue in their claim of being caliphs or believers. According to many traditions, these two verses are about the mischief after martyrdom of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam due to the snatching of caliphate of Mawlana Amirul Mu'minin Al-Imam Ali alayhi salam. That those who have accepted him as the immediate successor of the Holy Prophet at Qadir Khum and paid allegiance to him, but then they followed the worldly desires and broke their allegiance and the believers became distinct from the hypocrites. The same test and trial has been repeated several times for every generation and every person who has pretended to be a Muslim. Does he believe deeply in the leading element of the message of Allah, that's to say the imamah and wilayah of Amirul Mu'minin Al-Imam Ali and the other 11 infallible Imams as the true successors of the Holy Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam or not? This divine trial has caused a long-term difference between the pious servants of God, the true followers of the Holy Quran and Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and the hypocrites who have rejected by heart the main elements of his message, wilayah and imamah of Mawlana Amirul Mu'minin Ali alayhi salam. Now let's have a glimpse of the root of difference of the 12 infallible imams of Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam with the self-called Islamic contemporary governments. As an introduction, I attract your kind attention to the fact that within 23 years since his call to Islam, the Holy Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam passed three periods. In the first 3 years, he secretly called the people to Islam. Then he invited overtly the people to Islam through the next 10 years. However, he and his followers lived in Mecca under the severe tortures and persecution of the idolaters and enjoyed no freedom of action. The society of Mecca merely remained unchanged. After his immigration, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam spent the remaining 10 years of his life in Medina in a convenient and pleasant atmosphere. Thereafter, Islam was gaining striking achievements day by day. A new package of knowledge and moral perfection was opened up to the people. Obviously, these three different circumstances demanded three contingency plans which displayed the main objectives of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his divine program. He was trained to teach, educate, and guide the worthy people. To protect the original and comprehensive version of Islam against abuse and heresy. To implement justly and equitably the divine laws among the people. The 12 infallible Imams of Ahlul Bayt, the progeny of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, were the perfect examples of the Islamic teachings. Their characters corresponded completely to the lifestyle of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam and the verses of the Holy Quran. Certainly from the martyrdom of the Holy Prophet, his 12 true infallible successors alayhimus salam, in their association with people, faced various situations showing different styles of living. However, they never gave up the above mentioned objectives of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Now I would like to attract your kind attention to an important comparison. During 250 years, our infallible Imams, the divinely ordained successors of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, lived in the circumstances like the pre-Hijra period. The infallible Imams alayhimus salam were not able to oppose openly the tyrant and usurper rulers and political systems of their period, caliphate. Therefore, they were obliged to have taqiyyah, to conceal their true positions against self-called Islamic governments and to give no excuse to them to bother or kill them and their followers. Nevertheless, their enemies left no stone unturned to put off the light of their guidance. The history of mankind is filled with overwhelming stark evidence that religions have at times been hijacked by political leaders in their struggle for power within and among nations. As a matter of fact, after the martyrdom of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, the hypocrite companions of the Acre's Agreement and the planners of Saqifa usurped the divine position of caliphate of Mulana Amirul Mu'minin al-Imam Ali alayhi salam. Since then, generally the governments ruling the Muslim community had been Islamic only by title and name. They have variously abused Islam and its teachings, its expositions to achieve their illegal and unjust intentions. Under the name of Islam and Allah, they have followed their desires. They have deviated from the Holy Quran and the lifestyle of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. They have imposed a long series of heresies to Islam. They have violated the human rights and oppressed the people. This has been the root of an antagonism between the infallible Imams as the true successors of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam and the government self-called Islamic of their periods, as well as the cause of disagreement of their followers with the oppressing system so-called Islamic through the history. The Almighty has enjoined several times the Muslims not to impose their desired change or transformations on the divine precepts. Allah has warned the Muslim community of showing the slightest tendency against the divine orders. Hence, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam and his true infallible successors adopted a lifestyle through which they displayed no deviation, no heresy. The utmost objective of the Immaculate Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam in his life was to implement justly and equitably the divine laws among the people and to protect them against abuse and heresy. As a result, the Islamic laws were effective in all circumstances. All preferences among the people disappeared. The justice was established. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, whom was determined by Allah as the leader of the community and whose obedience was obligatory, did not have the slightest privilege over others in any aspect of his life. He did not avail himself of any luxury, maintained no protocol, no formalities commensurate to his position as a divine leader, and did not boast of his greatness. He shows no magnanimity. He was not distinguished from the rest of the people through any outward appearance. No group of people sought superiority over others only by relying on their own discriminative preferences. The rich and the poor, the strong and the weak, the urban and the rural, the black and the white, all were equally ranked, and no one was under obligation to perform actions beyond his religious duties, and no one feared of violence or suffered from injustice. Moreover, on the very first day, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam openly invited people to Islam, as well as on Qadir Khum day and on the last days of his life. He manifestly specified Mulana Amirul Mu'minin al-Imam Ali alayhi salam's succession. He had introduced his progeny alayhi salam as the reliable reference, the absolutely inseparable commentators of the Holy Quran, and the divinely ordained leaders of the Islamic community. Therefore, the members of Muslim community were divinely obligated to respect and to honor, as well as to follow, the 12 infallible imams alayhim salam. Sorry, in spite of this recommendation and emphasis, the Muslim community did not discharge their obligation in this connection. They designated some false successors such as Abu Bakr, Umar, Usman, Muawiyah, Yazid, and so on after martyrdom of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. They denied the qualifications of the infallible imams, violating their indisputable rights and supposing them separated from the Holy Quran. As a result, the regime's self-called Islamic always considered the imams alayhim salam as dangerous rivals, exploiting various possibilities to annihilate them and their followers. One of the great rights of the people of the world is to know that there are two kinds of Islam, the true and the false. The true Islam, which has been presented by the 12 infallible imams of Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam. Surely it is revealed to establish justice, peace and security among the servants of God, the people of the world, and to defend the human honor and rights. The false Islam, which is today published by the self-called caliphs, the despotic governments, and the tyrant terrorist groups. This Islam includes all kinds of violence, terror, torture, killing, usurpation, injustice, and so on. We believe that water must be taken from the originating points that the 12 infallible imams alayhim salam. Other versions of Islam are false, combined and misleading.